Hello and welcome to Sprofcast, the English language Sprof of a No podcast that nobody asked for. My name's David.
And I'm starting to lose patience, David.
Are you?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. You will want to know why, listener, if you don't already. So we're going to look back at three fairly shambolic games. And we're going to look forward to what we have to look forward to, which is very little. We've also got a What's the Deal With. We've got Hot or Not, of course, Beer the Podcast. You've come up with a quiz, apparently.
Yes, I have a short quiz for us all.
Oh, yay, that's fun. But unfortunately, we can put it off no longer. We're going to have to deal with the actual football. Right, we're going to take two games back-to-back in one section here. That's Slovan Liberec 3, Sprovka 1, and Sprovka 1, Česká Budějovice 1. All the ones together. We didn't go to Liberec. I was coming back from Munich at that point, and I had a much nicer time in Munich than I would have had in Liberec.
Yeah, I went to play pool with Hannah.
Oh, nice.
And started to follow the game a little bit on my phone, and yeah, wasn't great.
No. Quick summation, I suppose. Liberec have a couple of sighters before Berkovets is impeded on a cross by Lubomir Tupta, who is going to be an absolute pain in the ass for the entire rest of this game, resulting in Christian Friedek heading home. I don't know whether you saw it.
Yes, I did. just before that, I mean, a couple of sighters. I think basically straight on 10 minutes, Slovan should score, first of all, because the first thing that you see in the highlights package, and there's extended highlights out there somewhere, which I endured, I think in the first 10 minutes, Jan Hlavica like completely loses his man and the Liberec player should score. And then, you know, what you said happens. I don't know how much about impeded. Would you say? Because my analysis of it was that I think he commits badly to try and win the ball. But the one thing that annoys me the most out of all this is Christian Friedek with his head.
Yeah.
Can you tell me, just quick quiz question, how many Sporovka Brno players were in the box?
I'm going to say almost all of them.
Seven.
Yeah, good. It's not like it's a first ball.
No.
It's come over. It's sort of bounced off Tupta's head. Friedek watches it drop. And then sticks his head on it, and there's nobody anywhere near him.
It's phenomenal. I know you'll just go on to say this, so I'm just going to give you a segue.
Mm-hmm.
So from seven players in the box to no players in the box, David.
Yeah, Tupta gets himself a goal. A square ball from Olatunji finds him.
Olatunji, able to play like just a medium pace pass through practically the whole length of the box to find him. Nobody's there.
Well, that's not entirely fair because we get Tupta's one touch that puts a backpedalling Jan Hlavica right on his arse.
Yeah, it's twice he's been on his arse,
yeah,
I think.
And then rifles the shot home. And then on 33 minutes, it's 3-0.
Cracker.
As Friedek finds the top corner with a lovely hit from the edge of the D, and that's that. I mean, we're not scoring three in a day, let alone the hour that's left to play.
It's game over at halftime, isn't
it? It is,
that's really... Yeah, unlucky.
Yeah, the
not
second,
unlucky, actually. It's just shit. Unfortunate. Bad. We're not a very good team right now.
The second half is what I've described in my notes as a display of through balls that expose vast gaps in our shapeless defence.
I like that. That sounds like a mathcore album name.
Well, if these lads are any better at playing music than they are at defending, they'll be grade 3 recorder. Liberec could have had 5 or 6.
Yep.
They had a strong penalty shout turned down when Gronechny barges into the back of, I think it's Tupta again, actually.
Yeah. What was your thoughts on it?
I think it's a penalty.
It's absolutely a penalty.
He's got his
arm around his shoulder as well, and then he gets his knee into the back of his leg, I think, as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how that wasn't given, frankly. I think it was just the mercy rule.
Yeah. We do score one, an 89th minute own goal by Imad Ronić.
Oh, who cares? At that point, the damage has been done, hasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it was desperately poor.
Arguably, I mean, away to Liberec, it's game over after an hour, Frank. Not after an hour, after half an hour, even when we're two down. Three is just, you know?
Yeah.
What I feel sorry for is I feel sorry for the people that went to that game because it's not easy or really to get back from Liberec, you know, on a
Sunday evening. No.
Yeah. So, and again, the loyal support, you know, which has been keeping, has been going in numbers to games is, yeah, it's getting shortchanged.
Yeah.
And actually, it's, you know, these things add up as well. We talk about, and we've talked on this podcast a lot about how the price of football in this country puts, you know, other countries to shame, like the English game and stuff, and that, you know, it's affordability and so on. But it does actually rack up. If you think about maybe 600-700 crowns each way on a, on let's just say on a bus, and then your 200 crowns perhaps for a ticket, let's put in 150 crowns minimum for beers, you'll need to eat at some point. Yeah. It does actually, you know, especially on a lot of Czech salaries.
If you're doing it every other weekend on, on a fairly basic salary, let's talk about Česká Budějovice very fairly quickly. This was at home midweek, 5 p.m. on a Wednesday. Brilliant, thanks for that.
5:30 to be fair.
Well, yeah, sorry, 5:30. But yeah,
half decent turnout, which surprised me for that time.
Yeah, I was gonna watch the inverted commas highlights back on the Fortuna Liga website, but mercifully the video link is broken.
Yeah.
So I didn't have to subject myself to this again. Basically, we do our thing. We go 1-0 up in the first half, look decent value, and then retreat and retreat and retreat until conceding a 93rd minute equaliser, which rendered the final game against Slovácko the dampest of squibs.
Yeah, we looked reasonably okay for up until the 70th minute of the second half.
Yeah.
At that point, what happened was we kept, like you say, falling back and back and back. And actually, the last 10 minutes was very much like, you know, when, but for some miracle, like a team from like the National League South draws,
yeah,
I want to say like a Leicester City in the third round away, and it is just last-ditch defending.
Back to the wall, everyone on your six-yard line.
No attempt at all to try and play the ball out, just hoof it out, which at the time, let's be clear, I was all for because they looked incredibly threatening. And then actually Berkovic makes a couple of great saves at the end, but it's just too much. He's dealing with too much.
Yeah, it was Ševčík who got our goal. It was his 9th of the season. Gronečný could have made it 2-0, had his second sort of thunderbolt attempt of this season, which just flashed wide. That would almost have put it to bed, you would have thought. As you said, that was about an hour in.
Yeah.
And that missing that, that's when it sort of turned. On the 91st minute, it looks like Berkovets has saved our bacon with that incredible point-blank reflex stop from the header from a corner, which is, you know, high fives and, you know, and, you know, held breaths let out all round.
Yeah.
And, you think maybe that's the final chance. Nope. Marcel Čermák finds himself on the left of the area and curls a shot up and over a stationary Berkey into the far corner.
It's so slow.
Yeah,
it just goes
everyone,
in.
Players, fans, everyone just watches it slowly, slowly, slowly drop into the far corner of the goal. It's agony.
It was just silence when it happens. It was one of those ones where just a pin could drop, and it was awful. And it, you know, I would have loved to have been one of the, I think, 3 Dinamo Česká Budějovice fans at the game who were in the. They were in the away section. They decided to close the away sector because there's not that many fans. And I think, you know, they got up by the police and, to be fair enough, the stewards and stuff. And they just put them in a little sort of corner of the main stand so they could watch the game. If I was an away fan like that and we'd had a 94th minute equaliser to once again, like, stops Borjovka Brno winning.
Yeah.
Budějovice's record against us is excellent. I would have been right on my feet getting up absolutely everyone in that stand. Not the main stand, but I've lost my life. the other stand,
the posh stand,
would have been fine. But it was just awful. And it's such a shame as well because our goal's good.
Yeah.
Our goal's a really nice ball, which leads to a 1-1. And then it's just awful. And I wish that I had planned this podcast a bit better because I was really hoping to look at, even just this year, how many points Borjovka Brno have lost from being in a winning position. I think it's something like 14 at this point, because there's at least 3 matches I can think of where we've taken the lead and lost.
We do officially now have the worst home record in the league.
Yeah.
By the way, so that's a lovely record to have.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
For a team that's terrible away, usually.
Yeah. Yeah, it's odd that we've gone to, like, early in the season, we went to, you know, Sigma and Bannock and won. And, yeah.
Yes,
and it's, yeah, it's weird. It's our home form that's been doing for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, after that cavalcade of knots, shall we have a hots or knots or hots?
Why not?
I wonder which key I'm going to try it in.
Yeah, me too.
Give me some thoughts. I've got some too. It's that time in the podcast when we can talk about a bunch of things that we've heard in the days past. Some brilliant, some less than cool. I said, what's that spot? It's hot or not?
Aha. I just got
it. It's the ending that gives it away.
It is, absolutely. That is Roxy Music.
Yes.
Virginia Plain.
Boom. Spot on. Good. Yes.
I didn't know, because when you started doing that warm-up, I wasn't sure who you were trying to do.
Because also, it doesn't really have a melody line in the vocals. It's just Brian Ferry being Brian Ferry.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. In his weird, besmoking, jacketed, yeah, crooning way.
What a man. Tory mind.
Yeah. Wasn't his son the one that did the fox hunting protest years ago?
Otis Ferry.
Is his name Otis
Ferry,
really?
Presumably named after Otis Redding, you know?
Yeah.
Rather than the...
Aardvark.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Whose name weirdly was spelled O-A-T-I-S, I think.
Oh, it might have been. I can't remember. Mm.
Oh. Anyway, enough aardvark chat. Uh-huh. I've actually got two hots. I didn't even have a knot this
I've
week.
I've got a hot and a knot.
Okay, I will give you a hot to begin with. Uh-huh. My first hot is Kaoru Mitoma.
Okay.
Because he's been a brilliant find by a lovely, well-run club, Brighton and Hove Albion.
Yes.
But I was directed to a video on Brighton's like internal YouTube channel where they sat down with him to talk about his sort of youth career and that. Really interesting chap. As a young player, he... attended the Frontale, as in Kawasaki
Frontale, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, academy. And he was eventually offered a first team place, but he turned it down and chose to go to the University of Tsukuba instead because he didn't feel ready to turn professional. He said, I thought it would be better to go to university in order to make it as a professional footballer. So I studied lots of things, coaching, sports and nutrition. I learned lots of things. It turns out he actually wrote his thesis on the art of dribbling.
The art of dribbling.
His research involved fixing a GoPro camera to his head to record his movements, examining which enabled him to get past opponents better, expanding into a study of athletic physical efficiency.
That is, okay, that's good, because the name itself just sounds like it's one of these paywalled athletic
yeah.
sort of things.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, the art of dribbling.
Yeah, Cones, Achilles heels, and lemon slices.
Yeah.
Kaoru Mitoma and the art of dribbling. Yeah,
there you go. Yeah, that is very. That's your
athletic headline, isn't it?
Are you a creative professional by any chance, David?
I certainly am. Well, at least you know I profess to be. Yeah, I just thought it was nice to have a young football. I mean, young. He's like 26 now. But, you know, at the time, not going all out for the money and the et cetera, but going, you know what, I probably need a career and I'm interested in learning more deeply about the game and how my body works and blah, blah, blah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I just thought that was really cool.
Good.
Yep.
Good hot. Okay, my hot is everyone else's team.
oh, yay.
So, basically, I was... obviously, this is going to mostly be a hate podcast about what's happening with Zborovka Brno. However, I just wanted to take a step back and think about the lads and everyone else's team. So starting, you know, with yourself, perhaps, David, Coventry City looking like they are could be going to the playoffs.
That's why it's not on any of my lists. I don't want to jinx it.
Well, I'll jinx it for
you. It's terrifying.
So, you know, up there, and it looked like a lost cause for some time. So one match to play, I believe.
Yeah, one game to go. If we get anything away at Borough... we're in. even if we lose, I think Sunderland and Millwall both have to win. So, who knows? But, yeah, who would have thought a team without a win until mid-October, not being able to play at home, under a transfer embargo, and under threat of a points deduction at the start of this season...
Could turn it around like this.
Could finish it in the playoffs. I mean, you know, I've said it before, but Mark Robbins build the statue. Yeah.
So there you go. So Coventry City, that's one. Unbelievably, Aberdeen are comfortably in third.
Yay.
And with the results, if, you know, results are going our way for, in the Scottish Cup, for instance, this means that third place in the Scottish Premiership will now go into the Europa League.
Nice.
As well. So that's good. And we have a 5-point cushion on fourth. Going into the split, Barry Robson has signed a 2-year extension. Mm. 7 wins in a row for Aberdeen. It's coming together. You know, not bad for a team that lost 6-0 to Hibs, 5-0 to Hearts, and lost to whatever tier Darvel. So it's that.
Yeah.
Even things are going well for long-suffering St Mirren fan Kenny,
yep,
who've got into the top six for the first time. You're looking at Liam, who's a Stevenage, yep, supporter. Stevenage got promoted.
Stevenage. Yep.
And even Villa look decent. What's going on?
Yeah, slight wobble against United, but yeah, even grudgingly, Villa look okay. I will also shout out to Mike. Congratulations on Plymouth Argyle getting promoted. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
everyone team doing well.
It's everyone's all coming up Millhouse, well, apart from the actual team this podcast is about.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't know if it's karma or what. I don't know, but
who knows?
Anyway,
your other hot.
I've got my other hot, and it is Asociación Atlética Batel.
Okay, never heard of them.
There's no reason why you should have, but they're a club from Guarapuava, Brazil.
Mexico? Okay, Brazil.
And are now known as FC Mariupol.
Okay. In solidarity with the people of Mariupol.
It's a serious thing. It's a town where 70% of the population are of Ukrainian descent.
Really?
Yeah, so they decided to adopt the badge and name and colours of FC Mariupol to keep the spirit of the club alive until such time as it can be reformed.
That's quite touching.
Yeah, their club president, Alex Lopez, said, Ukraine has always been incredibly supportive of great Brazilian football talent and became an important gateway for players to enter the European market, as they did, particularly with Shakhtar and people like that. This is the least we could do to help their keep their club alive and give hope to all Ukrainians across the world. And it was followed up by a quote from Andriy Sanin, who is the vice president of FC Mariupol before it was disbanded. And he said, we're so grateful for this warm welcome by AA Batel. The war has been devastating to our city, but to have this football team from halfway around the world offer to keep our name alive during this dark time, it's impossible to express how much this means to us. It's very nice.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Do you want a quick Brazil fact?
Sure.
Just on the top of my head here, because I find it insane. Right up until, I believe, the mid-2000s, and I believe still now, you can go into a just like a toy or electronics store in Brazil and still buy a Sega Master System.
Wow.
There you go.
Like, they were still making them.
Yeah, they were probably huge in Brazil.
That's something that Brazil did for a long time, because they... I think it was Brazil that carried on making the Volkswagen Beetle under license until about 1998 or something. So, yeah, they love their slightly archaic technology, clearly. You know, it works and it's affordable, then, you know, why not, I suppose.
I don't mind the Sega Master System as a console.
I mean, it came built in with Alex Kidd in Miracle World, of course.
Yes.
Didn't even need to buy a cartridge. It was already in there. Lovely stuff.
That's true.
You have a knot.
Yeah, my knot. It's quite a quick one. Some people might interpret this as a hot. It's a young Southampton fan at Newcastle United. Did you see this?
He did, yeah.
So Newcastle United away, and a Southampton fan had one of the god-awful stain on the game, can I have your shirt?
James Ward-Prowse, I believe
James
it was.
James Ward-Prowse, can I have your shirt?
James Ward-Prowse.
For anyone that knows... what they do at Newcastle United, they put the away fans in the top tier of the stand.
Absolutely, yeah.
Miles away from the pitch. So, as in, even if you wrapped a brick around the shirt, there's no way that you could get it up there at all. Imagine also being the parent as well. And, like, surely you would know.
Yeah, you'd have done some research, surely.
Surely you'd know where the away section is. And just, you know, this kid probably spending hours on this, you know, begging.
It didn't look like he spent hours on it, to be fair. Well, absolutely slapped together.
I don't know, but, you know, I just... Can I have your shirt stuff?
Yeah, no, it's awful, isn't it?
Stay on the game.
Yeah.
So, right. Yeah. Also, his team's probably going to go down, so get it up, you small child.
Okay, we are very briefly going to deal with Slovacko, and then we're going to learn what the deal is with that particular region. Yeah, Slovacko away. It's a bit of a derby, but we didn't do this one either. I have been there 4 or 5 times, I think, and maybe I would have gone if we had still had something to play for.
Yeah.
But because we were now because of the draw against Chebe, we were now 4 points and an impossible gap off getting out of the relegation group, so I decided to bail out. We did have two men on the ground, though. We had Alex and Liam, mm-hmm. who went along in the lovely sunshine and saw a 1-0 defeat for Zbrojovka.
Better than I thought it would go.
Yeah, I mean, the Fortuna Liga website could barely muster 90 seconds of highlights out of it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Slovacko looked like the fifth-place team they are. Compact, rarely troubled. They break the deadlock with a shot slammed home by Petr Reinberg.
Decent.
Yeah, good finish, actually. Shevchik has a couple of half chances for us, but the main talking point is Solček getting himself sent off, thank you very much, with important games coming up, for a really petulant stamp on Travnik.
Was that a stamp?
I think it was. He had 2 or 3 goes at him.
Because I didn't know what was really going on there. I watched it back a few times. I couldn't really make my mind up. It's just the one thing that I just thought about this is that if it's deliberate, if it's a stamp or whatever, they made a big fanfare this weekend because there were so many matches and things to play for. They wanted things to kick off at the same time, except ourselves, because we were the dead rubber, basically. And that meant that all the other games of the weekend, I believe, did not have VAR in operation, because that would stall the game so much, then people could start basically looking a bit more at the scores and things like that about what they needed. You should very much be aware that VAR is on the pitch.
Yes.
Why are you doing something like that when the team is stretched enough as it is?
Yeah, it's really petulant. It's really silly. I mean, he's initially booked for the foul, and then when VAR looks at it, Travnik's kind of on all fours, and Solček gives him a couple of extra jabs for good measure, and it's really stupid.
And also, especially after, you know, you've spent quite a few weeks injured.
Yeah.
Trying to get back into the team. Team really needs you right now. Team could, you know, go down. And this is what makes, you know, the one thing that I think about that sort of thing as well is, would somebody who is on a direct contract with Zbrojovka, you know, do something like that rather than someone who is on loan with us?
Yeah.
Does he care?
It
doesn't matter for him. If he goes down, he goes back to his parent club.
Sure, but like, you know, as a professional, it's not a good look.
No.
But
not as bad as your man in Zlín that got himself sent off and then came back and got himself sent off when he returned.
Yes, yeah.
That was quite funny though.
So that was it, really. I mean, yeah, nothing much happened. But we can explore further into what the deal with the town is, because we haven't had one of these for a while. I think the last one we did was Teplice. So we'll have a little break and then we'll talk about that very briefly. All right, what do you think the deal with Uherská Hradiště is?
It's got a film festival.
It has got a film festival. You like that film festival, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it a particular type? Just films.
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 Yeah. It's a town of around 25,000 people. It's not that big. And its name means Hungarian fortress from the old German. It's the capital of the Slovatsko region, from which the club gets its name. It's the birthplace of former Prime Minister Petr Nečas. And a slew of footballers.
Not related to Honza Nečas, of course.
No. Yeah, it's also the birthplace of a slew of footballers, including Adam Janosch, David Jurásek, Miroslav Kadlec, Lišeň's Jan Silný, former Lišeň boy Jan Silný.
Former Lišeň number two.
Yeah, and one Richard Dostálek, of course.
Oh, great.
Is also from there. It's a fairly unremarkable place. It's perfectly pleasant. It's fine.
Just a town.
Yeah, it's got an old synagogue that is now a library. So that's nice. I found some music because we haven't had music from a place for a while.
Yeah. Can I just say, particularly this season, David, I believe a lot of the bands have had really fucking stupid names. Except that one which was just the woman's name.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a load of band names that I didn't use.
Hey, here we go. Right.
A load of bands that I didn't use, including Davidovi Nové Brille.
Okay.
Yeah, David's new glasses, which I zeroed in on. Unfortunately, they're shit.
They sound like Maroon. I bet they play Maroon 5 style music.
No, they were a kind of acoustic trio, I think, but very middle of the road.
Were they trying to do witty lyrics?
I don't know. I didn't really listen to them for that long. Other bands I didn't go with are Banana Raincoat.
Banana Raincoat.
Yeah. Lav. Just two lavs, I suppose.
What the fuck does that even mean?
I don't know.
Live, lav, love.
I didn't go with Samuel Stain.
Again, detergents, like,
yeah. I didn't go with Kittens on Fire or Harry Food.
What?
Harry Food.
Kids and grown-ups love it, so the happy world of
Harry Food. Yeah. Who I have gone with is Safety First.
Well, you generally that's a good idea.
Yeah.
You should go Safety First.
Whose name is spot on, because even though they clearly want to be Mogwai and have and have even labelled themselves experimental post-rock, the experiment seems to be if you can write 8 almost completely identical songs. And the experiment has worked.
God, have they been listening to me recently?
They clearly want to be Mogwai because every song is 7 minutes and they have long song titles with names like Enough With College Grads, Now We Want Craftsmen.
All right, okay. That's just a National Conservative sort of political slogan there.
Watering doesn't help if you don't plant, and...
That's good! And, I like that!
And I just want to stop the time of my life.
Never felt this way before.
Anyway...
Please roll the tape.
Anyway, every song sounds the exact fucking same, so see what you think of this.
Straight up, I think they sound really, really good.
Really?
Yeah, it sounds like the sort of stuff that I go to concerts and then accidentally spend way too much money on vinyl. I could really get into that.
Safety First.
You know, a sort of band where if they were called Safety First with an exclamation mark at the end, Safety First, wouldn't actually be mad at it.
Right.
Because usually when they have, like, you know, stupid things like that, like
Panic,
like,
at the Disco.
Los Campesinos! You know, I'm just like, shut up. Safety, with that, not bad.
All right.
The other one, In the Pub. I think they would also do that.
Remember
In the Pub from Prostitute?
Previous
season.
I can never forget In the Pub. As popular meme phrasing has it, they live in my head, rent free.
Good. In the Pub. that's a pretty bad name, isn't it?
Pretty bad band.
They were okay.
Okay, let's have a quick word from our sponsor, and then you have a quiz.
I do.
Hooray!
Každý z nás určitě zažil tu zdravou letní žízeň a ten nádherný pocit, když se člověk napije čisté, pramenité vody. Dnes už nemusíte do hlubokých lesů, abyste ji našli, a můžete ji pít v každé roční době stejně čistou a osvěžující. Dobrá voda pro váš zdravý život.
It's where it goes dun 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 dun, which means it is time for a quiz.
Hooray!
Quiz music started now.
It has started.
Great. Okay, this is a very short quiz, okay. David. It is Czech football specific, and you have five questions on it. This, you groan, but think of the long game here, David. Also, this is so where our listeners can play and join in as well. So I think you've got a chance at quite a few of them, actually.
All right.
So we'll see. All right.
Setting me up for failure immediately there. That's good.
You do it to me every single time.
I know.
In a return to a previous format, David, question number one. Who am I? I was born in Česká Budějovice, which was the first club of my professional career that started in 1999. During my career, I had spells in Greece and Austria, but I'm better known for my exploits at home as a league and cup winner. I was capped 41 times for the Czech Republic, and I am the league's all-time goal scorer. Who am I? Would you like the teams?
Yeah, go on.
Teams were Zante and Austria Vienna.
I think I can see him, but I can't think of his name off the top of my head. I think I can see him in my head. The Škoda Xanthi thing, I sort of rings a bell. Go on, give me the one more hint.
In the club where he's been most successful is Sparta Prague.
Oh, okay, it's totally not who I was thinking of there. I'm going to absolutely kick myself.
You are when I tell you that the answer is David Lafata.
Oh, fuck's sake.
No, Lafata.
Oh, yeah. No, he's one of my football manager nemeses as well, David Lafata. God damn it.
This could get worse for you real quick. Question two. All right. At the time of broadcast, David, which three teams topped the MSFL, ČFL A and ČFL B?
Good. MSFL Kroměříž?
No, they're second.
Okay.
Get the gimme one first. Okay, top of MSFL. This was the tough one. Top of MSFL is Lučín.
Okay.
Top of ČFL A is Domažlice. We're having another decent season. Right. The one I thought you would get, ČFL B Viktoria Žižkov.
Oh, yeah. Stupid of me. Yeah, of course. Yeah, stupid of me.
Well, you know, the only way is up, as they say.
Baby.
As you've had your fun in these.
Yeah, I know.
My turn, baby. I think it's a shout at this one. And then question four and five are quite fun. All right. Czechoslovakia's crowning football achievement was winning Euro 1976 in a shootout against West Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name the other two countries that competed in that tournament?
Yugoslavia.
Yes.
And Netherlands.
Well done. We're on the board. Okay. You're lucky. I was very tempted to say, can you name anyone else who scored in the shootout?
aside from
Antonín Panenka? All right.
I don't think even Antonín Panenka can name anyone else who scored in that shootout.
All right. Question number four. So in previous podcasts, this I think is a fun one.
All right.
In previous podcasts, we've talked about Chmel Bolshany.
Yeah.
And we've talked about Prvnik FK Drnovice, because we've obviously played in Drnovice when we've played Vyškov. So both clubs now, they no longer exist. And both of them, of course, played at least one season in top flight Czech football.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name any other club that has spent at least one season in the top flight but is now defunct?
Union Cheb.
Union Cheb.
Do they still exist?
They do still exist in some form. They didn't.
All right.
So we're going, can I specifically say as well that I will take clubs that have merged, but
put
not
in the
clubs.
FC Synot.
No, because they weren't in the first properly. They renamed into Slovatsko. There was a club from Mohorská Hradiště though that merged into them, that spent one season in the Czech top flight in 1995, 1996. If a club's renamed itself, it doesn't count, by the way.
Yeah. All right. Give me a while to think about this, because I think...
Just so you know, there's five teams. You've got a choice of five.
All right. Right. Most still exist.
Correct.
Do they?
Ah, right. That's one of them. Banik Most do not exist because they folded and they went into Banik Most Soch, which is not technically
right.
a continuation.
Okay.
So that's one of them.
All right, I'll take that. I'll see if I can get any others.
I think you have a chance. There's two that I think you have a chance of, two I think you have no chance of. Because I wouldn't have got them either.
Well, I mean, FC Synot and FC Staré Město became...
Mm-hmm.
Became Slovatsko.
Yes, and then after that they ended up going into the top league, and
yeah,
then they
okay.
changed from Synot to Slovatsko.
Right.
There was another club from Mohorská Hradiště.
Yeah, that's one I'm probably not going to get.
Yeah, so I'll just tell you.
Yeah.
And it's Slovatska Slavia Mohorská Hradiště.
Okay.
Like I said, they had played one season 1995 to 1996, and won three of their 30 matches.
Oh, good.
That is not the worst record on this list.
You see, I did a Sporkle quiz about this a while ago, and I'm trying to think of the ones I didn't get.
Yeah. There is one that we've made a passing reference to on this podcast before as well. Sorry, you've made a passing reference to.
Right. No, I'm gonna be satisfied with Banik Most.
Okay, all right. Well, the one that I think you might have got was Atlantic Lazio Bohdanec.
Oh, yeah, wow.
That we have mentioned on the show before.
Yes.
Bohdanec. And they have, I think, the worst record in the top flight because they won two matches all season in 1997 to 1998. Other you could have had fake Bohemka. You could have had Bohemian Střižkov.
Oh, wow, okay.
As well. And the one that surprised me that I didn't know until I looked this up is that there was an FC Karvina.
Oh,
as
right.
well,
okay.
Which played, again, I think one season in the top flight, got relegated promptly after the MSFL and then the fourth tier, then ended up basically winding down. The remnants merged with Jekyll Karvina in 2003 to make MFK Karvina, a different club.
Mm.
All right.
A real Jekyll and Hyde club, then.
Good, yeah. Good. All right.
I was just happy that my first immediate thought was Union Cheb, because that's nobody's immediate thought about anything.
Yeah, I think, I'm pretty sure that they were, that they...
Maybe could, two seasons or something.
Well, they definitely were in the top flight, but
yeah.
I think they got renamed, but continue as their, what
okay.
they were. All right. And finally, question number five. So which teams have been relegated the most from the Czech top flight with five relegations each? There's three teams you can choose from here. The three teams that have been relegated the most in the Czech top flight.
Okay. So Czech, not Czechoslovak.
No, yeah. Czech. When I'm talking about the Czech top flight here,
from
I mean...
From like 93 onwards.
Yes. It's, yeah.
yeah.
So...
Yo-yos. Jihlava.
No.
Oh. Okay.
But yeah, you've got the right idea.
Yeah.
If you're struggling, I will give you a clue. České Budějovice, yes, five times.
It's not going to be us quite.
Nope.
I think
we've
been done three.
Yeah, we're way off.
Yeah. Could be four. Who else? Bohemka in the early days.
Yes, Bohemians. And then you've got one more.
One more to get.
If you'd like a clue that they currently play in this division.
Okay. Teplitzer?
Unlucky. Hradec Králové.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay, fair enough. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Quite a tough quiz, actually.
It was, yeah, it was quite tough. But
hope,
you know,
and I hope you all enjoyed
it. A nice variety of question formats, though. That's good.
Indeed.
Yeah. All right, let's have a celebratory beer of the podcast before we go on to your mighty previews.
Let's do it.
Beer of the podcast. It's a very dark beer.
Yeah, it's my turn and I had to do it. So yeah. This is a return to Pivovar Stern.
Okay.
That we have had on the podcast before.
Yep.
And enjoyed a lot recreationally. This sounds like crystal meth or something like that. Yeah, I've enjoyed this recreationally a few times. I had to get this because it is a special edition, so it's okay. Going to be probably quite limited. And this is a chocolate coconut milk stout.
So it is.
Called Choco Coco.
Choco Coco.
Choco Coco. It's the thing that confuses me is that it's a milk stout. However, it's pretty hefty. It's a very dark label, so I can't really see so much of what it's saying. But I think it's 6.9%.
Ooh, heavy.
Which you do not get really on a milk stout. So the whole point of milk stouts is they're supposed to be a bit lighter. However, had to go for it.
Yeah, fair enough.
0.75 bottle. And has a pretty enthusiastic price tag on it. This is 166 crowns.
Uh-huh.
So, quite expensive for a beer. And I'm looking forward to trying it.
Yeah, okay. There we go. Let's have a little smell
this
here.
This is also the reason why I've been drinking cola all night before this. Uh-huh. Because I was like, 6.9%. Yeah.
Mm. And seeing as you might have to drink mine for me as well.
Yeah, I was also thinking that. It's not so heavy on the coconut, a little bit at the back.
Yeah, it's toasted. Definitely, yeah, it's definitely got the chocolate, the sort of burnt chocolate smell to it. But let's dive in and see what we think.
See how you get on.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh, she's a...
There's definitely milk chocolate on the very end.
Yeah. It's actually, it doesn't...
Precious little coconut.
Not so much coconut I'm getting, at least on the first try. It is a lot easier drinking than I thought it would be, given its percentage.
Yeah. It's okay. Like I said, it's not really my sort of thing, but it's you know, inoffensive and it has that nice sweetness on the end. That's okay.
It's the sort of drink that would get me into trouble.
Right.
Because I think I could probably net quite a few of these and then, you know, forget that, you know, legs and things like that, you know. So not bad. Yeah, it doesn't feel like a 6.9. I mean, he says no. But...
Yeah, this was me and Joe's mistake in Munich. We went out and we had many of those like 1 liter deals,
Stein sort of things.
Yeah, lots of those in the sunshine, and yeah, we had about 5 each, so like 10 regular beers, and only later. Did we find out they were at like 5.8%? And we had a 7:30 train the next morning.
Oh, that was...
Oh, dear.
That must have been pleasant.
Yeah, it was a very quiet initial start to the train journey home.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, that's okay. It's not so bad.
Good.
Yeah. I tell you what might be so bad.
I'll get the notes out. Well, it's the time that you've all been waiting for, the misery section, ladies and gentlemen. This is where we're going to be basically previewing what is a crucial time for the club, basically. This is the relegation group of Czech football. The league, for the last time, I believe, is splits into three. a championship group vying out for the title, a middle group of four, which has a sort of a semi-final and a final thing for the grand prize of £1 million.
Or, to put that into context, about a quarter of the price of an average Bonneau flat?
Yes.
Incredible. So,
yeah, about 35k, basically, for the winner. Not bad in a lottery, but it's a football team with overheads in the top flight.
Yeah.
For those wondering why the hell do they do this, what used to happen when the coefficient was better was that the winner of the middle group playoff would play off against fourth or fifth, generally, in the championship group for the final European spot.
Yes.
However, there are only four spots now available, first, second and third, and of course the Czech Cup winner as well. So then we have the sad face relegation group. So this is the relegation group, which will consist of six teams. The top three teams in the relegation group will be safe and will have their league status secured. The team that sadly just preempting it just in case finishes in 16th and final place will be relegated to the Fortuna Narodni Liga for season 23-24. 15th will then play second, runner-up in the second division, and the 14th place loser, or the least loser, will play off with the team that finishes in third.
Yeah, so it might be one team down, it will be one team down, it might be two, it might be three.
Yes, exactly. Generally speaking, the one thing that's worth noting is, and we've talked about this before in the podcast, there is a big record in Czech football when they've done this, of there just being one team going up and one team going down. The second league, there tends to be quite a big gap in terms of quality. The last time this playoff happened, it ended up with the two teams who finished in the bottom positions winning quite comfortably against their competitors. So from Zbrojovka, with about 5 minutes to go in the Budějovice game, looking like they still had a chance to escape the group, to now, where Zbrojovka are actually in the third bottom 14th, position. Yeah. So the current state of play, just so we are all aware, is Banik, and I'm just going to do this from 1 to 6 now because we're in a private group, private club now. So at top is Banik Ostrava, 35 points, followed by the artist formerly known as Bohmit Jablonec on 35 points as well. Then we have Teplice on 32, ourselves on 31, Pardubice on 28, and propping up the table is Trinity Zlín on 26 points. The fixtures have been announced as well for the split, and the teams which have finished in the top three positions in this relegation group have the luxury of playing three of their five games at home. We did not finish in that group, so we will be playing three of our games away.
Our away games are Banik, if I'm not mistaken. Banik, that's the first one.
Banik Ostrava, Saturday the 6th of May.
Teplice in a midweek game.
Yeah, that's far later on. So we have Banik, then we have the weekend after we are at home to Pardubice on the 14th. After this, we are away to Jablonec on Sunday the 21st of May.
That's right. Then it's
Teplice away.
And we finish at home.
And we finish at home to Zlín on the 28th of May, which at this point could be a crucial game. We have made it already unnecessarily hard on ourselves. I would also say as well that these are the hardest away matches in the group from a Zbrojovka Brno perspective.
Yeah, big, you know, sort of long time rivals derby against Banik, Jablonec, where we're always poor away, and Teplice, which is again midweek, long way away,
and we'll guarantee that we'll be playing it in front of about 20 supporters.
Yes, exactly.
As well. If you'd like some good news or some news which is important to think about in the context of this division as well, this division group, is that the Czech football now does not work on goal difference, it works on head-to-head.
Okay.
So it goes head to head, then it's on goals scored, and then I believe it's on goals against, and then it's on goal difference. Mm-hmm. So if things happen where it could, that could be crucial, very likely that could happen, actually. Quite often in these things are close on affairs, and it could, you know, be imaginable that we finish on points equal with people. We are currently, whatever happens, we will have a better head-to-head than Pardubice and Banik,
mm-hmm.
because we have beaten them twice.
Yeah.
We currently are better than Zlín with one game and one draw. And actually, we are currently better than Teplice on goal difference because we had a 2-2 and a 1-1. We've both scored the same, we've both against the same. So it goes to goal difference at this point. I think we are 9 better on the grid than them. We've talked a lot about the squads for these teams on previous Brojovcasts. So for actual player analysis, I would refer back to these episodes. I think, or what I wanted to do here, was actually look at the form for all the teams. So the teams that are currently in form, and I've looked at the previous 5 matches for this, is Banik Ostrava and Teplice.
Okay.
With 9 points and 8 points from their final 5 matches, respectively. Of this, Banik's 1-3, lost 2 is the most impressive, as their victories were against Slovacko, Victoria Pilsen, and sticking 4 past Sigma Olomouc in the final match day of the first phase. Teplice also took a point from Pilsen this weekend. Pilsen's fight for the title is well and truly over at this point. It's pretty much a straight shootout between Sparta and Slavia for the title here. Going down the table, we now have Pardubice 1-2, lost 3.
Yeah, they're starting to come into form at a very dangerous point.
Well, yeah, their defeat to Budjovice, which spared them from the relegation group, puts a halt to back-to-back wins. We beat them. They've won two in a row, and then Budjovice beat them.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot tell you how happy I am that we are not playing Ceska Budějovice again this season, because that is a guaranteed loss. We just cannot seem to beat that team, whatever happens, and it absolutely is a mental thing. Moving on, we are then tied with Zlín, having 1-1, drawn 1, lost 3. What's concerning for me is that Zlín's run has been tougher. So it included Slovan, Sigma, Pilsen, Bohemka, and Mladá Boleslav.
Yeah, that is a tough run.
All the points have come in those final 2 matches as well. So they're coming into a bit of form. They ran out comfortable 4-1 winners against Bohemka, who had already had, I believe, had their sort of top 6 status secured anyway. The one that's worth talking about is Jablonec.
Mm-hmm.
So Jablonec have performed poorest. They've had a bad final run-in. However, 2 draws doesn't mask the fact that they've lost 3 and conceded 15 in the process. That includes Budějovice taking 5 off them,
mm-hmm.
Bohemka taking 4 off them. That point they got with Sigma Olomouc, they were 2-0 up and conceded a stoppage time equaliser. Mm-hmm. However, and you alluded to this earlier, our head-to-head against them is fucking awful.
Yeah.
So if we talk about the last 10 years or so, right? There have been 28 meetings between the clubs. Zborovka Brno have won 9 of them. We've had 2 wins away in basically a decade there. That is the one that I am incredibly concerned about, because it feels very much like Dr. Zbrojovka is going to roll into town and is going to make a team safe.
Yeah.
This is the problem. We've also, of course, talked about the players that Jablonec has had as well, which includes a certain player which is hot on the tails of Kuba Rezniček as well in the top scorer.
Yeah.
So, not good.
No, it's... and also, like, it's a... Yeah, it's one of those that, you know, again, as you say, it's a long way away. We have a dreadful record against them. And if we come off the back of what could be a really, really, like, backs to the wall, like a, you know, a desperate home game against Pardubice.
Confidence sapping.
Yeah, it's going to be a nasty one.
Absolutely. The Pardubice game is, for me, crucial here.
Yeah. It is those two home games, Pardubice and Zlín. We get something from both of those.
Pardubice and Zlín
might be okay.
Pardubice and Zlín, and I think we need to. It's hard to say with the way things are. Like, the nice thing as well is that we are 5 points off Zlín already, and I think that at some point, maybe not in this week or two, but if it gets to the point, we have to then start basically thinking that, all right, if we need to avoid 16th, and then you can try and regroup, and you know we'll have to take on basically who's going to be in the Fortuna Noronha, just for everyone's information as well. It is unbelievably tight.
It's really
down there,
stupidly close, isn't it?
There are basically one of six teams we could possibly face if we do get into this position, and that includes Karvina, Líšeň, Vyškov, Příbram, Dukla Prague, and Varnsdorf. One of those teams will be automatically promoted. I don't think it'll be anyone outside of that. I think that the gap is a bit too big. Also, it is worth saying as well that not all teams get licenses and want to actually go up to the top tier. Out of all those ones there, I would say the most likely that would be Varnsdorf. Varnsdorf have had the chance to have a license before. And
they have, haven't
they?
Yeah.
They might do a playoff for a laugh, but who knows?
Yeah. Of those, Karvina are the most recent in the top flight. They are ready and primed to go,
yes,
aren't they?
They were directly relegated last season.
If Líšeň go up, they would probably ground share with us. And
they would definitely
ground share with
us.
It would be depressing if we swapped places. That would be awful.
Yes, that would be the biggest get up, you
wouldn't it? It really would. Vyškov, I assume, will probably still play in Dornovice, you would guess.
Mm-hmm.
And Dukla have their massive one stand ground, which has been in the top flight many, many times before.
Yes, and that is basically ready to go. Yep. There's a few to avoid here, for sure. I mean, looking at the teams as well, I would be most tempted to play Vyškov. I think Vyškov are very up and down at the moment. Líšeň, there's a certain thing about Líšeň, like we have a better record than them comfortably, but the last time that we played, we did lose.
Yeah.
We did lose 3-1, and it was they ran all over us. I don't want to play Příbram for obvious reasons. For long-term listeners will recall that. I never, in a playoff, want to ever play a team from Prague.
Yep.
And actually, away at Varnsdorf is a tough place to go.
It is.
As well. For everyone's info as well, it's a two-legged playoff, very similar to what they do in the Bundesliga and Zweite Bundesliga. And away goals do count.
Mm-hmm.
I think they still do. So just to move back to things a little bit, I want to just quickly maybe round off with two things. I want to talk a little bit about Bannock away and three things that require full focus for Zborovka Brno.
All right.
So Bannock is our away, is the first of our relegation group games. Our win there earlier this season shows that we can go there and get a result. This was a more confident Zborovka.
Yeah.
Very poor Bannock. At the time, our record is a bit more finely poised. In 10 matches, we've won 5 of them, lost 4, and with 1 draw, we slightly have the edge over Bannock Ostrava recently. However, arguably outside the season, it's been a far better Bannock, but also a far better Zborovka.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's hard to really take anything from that. The player to watch out for is Muhammad Tijani right now. So he scored a hat-trick last weekend. He's responsible for 5 of the 7 goals they've scored in the last 5 matches, and it takes him to 8 overall. He is absolutely the danger player there.
Yeah, it might be Muhammad Tijani versus Mohamed Tijani in a direct matchup.
Yes, yeah. This is it. and I would take a point.
Oh, yeah.
For sure at this point.
Absolutely, yeah.
I think it's a tough place to go. If we win, I'll be overjoyed. And I just wanted to maybe, and I want your input into this, David. I thought of basically 3 things that Zborovka Brno need to do.
All right.
In order to have a chance of staying up.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is that, and this won't come as a surprise, but maybe my conclusion may be a surprise. Defense is broken. We know this.
Yep.
Chopping and changing hasn't helped. Nobody can mark. Nobody seems to know where anyone else is at the back. Defense has been different in the last four games, including what looked, I think you could probably confirm this, what looked to be a back three in the 1-0 Budějovice draw.
It was a back three with Souček in the middle.
Yeah.
Hrabina and Tijani either side of Souček.
So we've, last four games, we've been horrible on form, and we've changed it up every single time. What I would like to see Zborovka Brno do at this point is that I would like us to get just choose the back four and just stick with it.
Yeah.
Stick with it, even if it means we lose 3-0 to Banik at the weekend. We just need, at this point, people to know positioning.
Yeah.
Also, my criticism here absolutely goes into, again, the coaching staff. The fact that we've changed the manager but not the coaching staff is shambolic. It's obviously been the defensive coaching which is the problem here as well. And I think as well, and this is the big problem that I have also with the defense, is that when you get relegated, or if you get relegated, and it's been mostly because of defensive frailties, what happens is our squad gets decimated. So obviously we know that Shevchuk is going to leave. But, you know, does Musa Ali want to go back down to the second division? Does someone who's possibly very likely going to be the top scorer in the whole division, does he get his head turned? Berkovets has been very loyal. Like, he went down and we thought we're probably losing him when we went down, and he stayed on because he believed around, in the project. He's looking at those three or four in front of him now. Why on earth would you stay as well when you're going to be playing with these people again? He can fit into a number of teams in the top flight.
Yeah.
I think he would go. So actually, relegation does actually decimate the squad, and in the sense of the good people leaving and the bad ones staying, we want to be in a position come the summer where we can get the bad ones out and keep the good ones if we can. Second point, this is absolutely obvious, I think, but we need to protect the attacking rump at all costs, namely Reznicek, Shevchuk, and Ali.
Yes.
And finally, I think that we need to actually start thinking about the playoff. We need to actually start having scouts at games. There are five games left in the second tier right now. Once it gets to the point where it looks very likely that we'll finish in the playoffs, I think we need to have people on the ground. We need to start getting the tapes. We need to start studying these games and not going ahead and hope. You know, you can only piss with the dick you've got, right? We can't change anything right now in terms of the squad. We have brought in a manager that hasn't given us really much of a managerial bounce. I think he says a lot of good things. But we haven't seen the results. I do not blame him for this. I think he's been given a bad hand anyway. Yeah. And I think that the real test for someone like him is going to be the summer, when he has a chance to maybe make a mark on the squad. And I hope whatever happens, the club actually supports him in terms of having a budget and having a strategy here. But we have to just see what we've got.
Yeah.
I want to just I know we're going a little bit over, but my gut feeling is that we finish 14th. I think we beat Pardubice and we possibly draw with maybe Zlín on the final day. I think Zlín go down at this point. And then who knows? I think that Banik will be fine. I think Jablonec will probably get their mojo together. Yeah. But I think it's looking troubling. I don't know what you think on this.
No, I agree with everything you said. Troubling is the word. Like, it's a cliche to say you're sleepwalking towards relegation, but this is one of the biggest sleepwalks I've seen for a long time.
Yeah.
It's been really, really poor for quite a long time now. And, you know, things were said and things were done, but things were done too late and things were not done in the winter when we had a lot of time to get new people in, but oh no, apparently it's fine and believe in Dostalek and so forth. And then, we're going to absolutely Leeds this up if we're not careful. You know, get the pint of wine out and oh no, Big Sam's gone to them already. But it feels like this. It feels, it's drastic short-termism to make up for things that have been absolutely screwed up earlier on in the season.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see what happens.
And on that note, I think we're going to leave it there.
Yeah, I think so.
Enjoy your football, even if you're a Zbrojovka supporter at this point. One thing that I will say, and it has been very downbeat as well, is that if you can come to matches, the team needs your support more than ever.
Yeah.
There is a, you know, we're not down yet. There's plenty of opportunities to get out of this. We have 5 matches to play.
Yeah.
So we're giving a very negative prognosis, but who knows? We could be actually speaking to you next time after maybe even, let's say, taking a point away and then beating Pardubice.
Maybe.
And then actually results have gone that it looks pretty good.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes, but we'd like you all there to experience the ride. Whatever happens, I'm pretty sure that we're at this point too far deep in the game to stop doing it. So we'll be back next season, whatever.
Yeah.
But thank you again for listening to Zbrojovcast, and God help us all.
Indeed. Right. We'll speak to you next time. See ya.
Bye. You're so chic, do you wear the love we? Babies of the mountain streamline, midnight blue casino floors. Dance the cha-cha fool to sunrise, opens up exclusive doors. Oh wow, just like the moonlords look the same. So me and you, just we two, got to search for something new. Near the desert stand.